Welcome back to For the Love of Food. This is Michael Warren Thomas, and I was just out at a relatively new bakery this week. Chris Clemens from Exploring Upstate and I did a socially distanced road tour. So we'll talk about it some in the next hour, but basically drove separate cars, but had a hands-free phone on while we were driving, so we could sort of pretend we were driving in the same car, and went out. One of the goals of the road trip was to go to Fluffing Feathers and Flower Bakery in Manchester, which is Manchester is a tiny community, and it's going to be exciting for them to have their own bakery, and it seems like we are just have a lot of really good bakeries these days, partly because some of them are opening and doing only gluten-free. There are several of those that are fairly new around the Rochester area. And I'm not sure what is spurring so many new little bakeries, but I'm excited about it because I love to visit them and try things. And you know, I left Fluffing Feathers and Flower Bakery with a box that had I don't know, four cookies, several muffins, and got a banana. They called it a banana bar, and it was sort of a hybrid in a sense between bar and cake. So it was basically a fairly dense banana bread. Although not that dense, but denser than most, partly because it had sour cream in it. And I love these types of things. We make some cupcakes and cakes that have sour cream in the recipe. There's both a chocolate one and a vanilla one, and they are both, again, include some sour cream, which gives them a richer, somewhat denser texture. And now that I'm used to this, I find most cupcakes just too fluffy, too light in texture. The same with the cakes. And so I've really grown to love this addition of sour cream in this. Everyone, if you want that recipe, happy to send you the one that we use that includes some sour cream. But this banana bar at Fluffing Feathers and Flower Bakery was really delicious. So it might have been a little bit denser than what we use for cupcakes and when you make a chocolate cake, and then had have a cream cheese frosting on top, and was kept in the refrigerator. So I loved it. I would definitely get one or two more of those when I go back. They really have a wide variety of different things on the menu at Fluffing Feathers. I thought kind of remarkable, actually, how many different things they had. They had some gluten-free items. I had to try a variety of the cookies. I've kind of started intentionally getting chocolate chip cookies wherever I go as kind of the benchmark cookie to compare bakeries. And theirs was very good. I especially like their molasses cookie. Another one I'll usually get if someplace makes a molasses cookie. This one was, love the chewiness of it. Some wonderful molasses flavor. And then one of the reasons that they've sort of made a name for themselves, so written up in the Democrat and Chronicle fairly recently, was because of their iced cinnamon pizza. And when I've mentioned this to other people, I get weird looks. And, you know, that's probably entirely reasonable. Cinnamon pizza doesn't necessarily sound good. And the idea with this, what they do is they turn a cinnamon roll into the shape of a pizza, and or a slice of pizza, essentially. And it's not pizza dough. It's not. There's no pepperoni. There's no cheese. This is cinnamon roll dough and cinnamon sugar. They also do a version with Nutella and cocoa sugar. So it seemed like one of the reasons to do it this way. It's kind of fun and different. No one else does this, but also it's an opportunity to put a little more frosting on the cinnamon roll than you might otherwise. Although there are some places that put, you know, half an inch of frosting on top of the cinnamon roll, and it's hard to beat that quantity of it. But again, with this essentially rolled out in a way, there's more space for some icing, and it's put on decoratively. It's not just, you know, lathered on in a thick layer. And then she also does a savory pizza, which she didn't have at the time. Only does those on Saturdays, so you might be able to get a piece today. It's pizza dough in this case, with garlic butter, bacon, cheddar, and jalapenos. So probably delicious. She also does an apple pie cinnamon pizza with homemade apple filling. And she didn't have any of that when we were there, but I would go back and try that as well. She's got cream puffs and tons of other things. Really, really kind of amazing, actually, the variety of things that they do. And they also do a couple of muffins. One that I've seen before, although I don't think she went and had this or got the idea from them, or it's not probably not that uncommon, but these look just like the ones I've seen in Cape Cod at Cottage Street Bakery. They're called, the Cottage Street Bakery calls them dirt bombs, and it's essentially, a muffin rolled, sort of basically a vanilla, well, not really vanilla, but plain muffin rolled in butter and then rolled in cinnamon sugar. So it's, the whole thing is coated in cinnamon sugar. And if you like cinnamon sugar, they're really good. And the one that they do at Fluffing Feathers didn't have quite as much cinnamon, maybe a little more salt than the one on Cape Cod, but really good. And she calls it a muffin tin donut, which I hadn't thought about it, but that's true. The texture of this muffin is maybe more like a donut than it is like a muffin. And again, if you like cinnamon sugar, these are really delightful. And she also does a double chocolate muffin that was delicious. That was excellent. And several others. She has a lemon poppy seed, which I've got to try, because that's the other, one of the other main muffins that we get at this bakery in Orleans in Cape Cod. They do lemon poppy seed really, really well. The Apple Tree Inn, when it was open in Brockport, Clarkson area, they're no longer open, but they did a really nice lemon poppy seed muffin. So again, I'll be going back to Fluffing Feathers to try some of the things that they didn't have. I think they don't make all of them every day because they have a lot of things. They have holiday cookies as well as their classic cookies, and lots of things. One of the reasons that they said that they are only doing that savory pizza on Saturdays is that they don't want to compete with the new diner next door. And there is a way to walk between them inside the building in downtown Manchester. It's right on Route 21. And the diner's looks like pretty traditional diner menu. look like some nice people. That is also new. And as well, there's another restaurant like just across the side street, I guess, and didn't get a chance to go over to check out what that was. But basically three new places to eat in Manchester, which is, you know, like, you know, maybe Rochester has that many new places in the last 6 months. I mean, not many places have opened because of this pandemic. And Manchester's got three of them. So, again, Fluffing Feathers is a really cool bakery. And loved what they did. Really nice quality. So if you haven't been there, you know, it's pretty quick off the thruway. And I've done this with a few other bakeries. If I'm driving east, I'll stop in Ithaca, Utica Bread, or at Warfield's in Clifton Springs. So there are a few different options of bakeries. And this one, there's a Manchester exit off the thruway, which I sometimes take as a way to bypass Canandaigua and go down to, I'm not sure it's faster, but just to, maybe as a different route sometimes, back route to go down to Geneva or to Penn Yan. I'll get off at the Manchester exit and go down Route 21 and then cut over to Smith Road, which takes you to 5 and 20, right near where Naked Dove Brewing is located. So, again, it's just a fun and different route, and it goes right through Manchester, and I'll probably be taking this route even more because this bakery is now open, and really enjoyed it. So let me know if you go to any bakeries. Let me know what you get, and let me know what you thought of it. I generally won't mention any negative comments that you make about something you have at a bakery. I'll mention the positive things, but again, you're welcome to send me negative comments. It's sort of interesting to get your perspective, but they're not things that I would read on the air. So, so don't worry about that. I'm not going to share those with people, but it is helpful to hear them. So they're open until 3 today, 7 to 3 on Saturdays, as well as Tuesdays, and then Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., closed Thursdays, Fridays, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. So closed Sunday, Mondays, and Thursdays, the Fluffing Feathers and Flower Bake Shop. And excited to have a new bakery in the Finger Lakes, and especially the people there were really nice, very careful about wearing masks and things. And it was fun chatting with them. The space used to be a bar that was, it was like the Double E Bar or something like that for many decades. And I think the building was in pretty rough shape when they took over. They still have the bar there. They sort of serve the baked goods from behind the bar. And I guess the glass or the mirror that was up behind the bar is still there, but they have their menu board over that. But the frame is still there if you ever went into that bar. And just, really beautiful inside. Tin ceiling, probably late 1800s building, somewhere in that range. And it was kind of funny. You go out to the countryside in a small town, and you think it's going to be a quiet place, and they're actually jackhammering the sidewalk right in front of the bakery when we were there. And it really wasn't that bad, but it turns out they've been doing that all day long, which it must have driven the the owners, they're a little crazy to be listening to that all day long. So I think they're done with the jackhammering now. And again, they're open till 3, Fluffing Feathers and Flower Bake Shop. And one of the reasons I went to Manchester was not only the bakery, but also to see the Roundhouse, which was written up recently. I think it was a Messenger Post article in the DNC about the Roundhouse. That I think it was the town and or the village of Manchester's and some other partners are going to spend about $40,000 to figure out what to do with this Roundhouse, which is it's kind of cool. But we went over to see that. It's not far away. Manchester is a tiny place. I would recommend not going in the building. It's not necessarily structurally sound, as the cracks on the side of one of the walls will attest to that. But you don't need to go in. You can just peek in the open doors and kind of walk around it. But we'll talk about it more on Discover the Finger Lakes coming up this morning. So, again, lovely bakery in Manchester, Fluffing Feathers. And also in the news this week, Richardson's Canal House has announced that they are temporarily closing just for the winter and planning to reopen in the spring, which Johan Mueller is the owner of Richardson's Canal House, has been the owner there a long time. In fact, he was the maitre d' at the Rio Bamba many decades ago, purchased Rooney's and ran Rooney's as a great restaurant for many years, sold that to Joe Squally and purchased Richardson's Canal House. So Johan is one of the most experienced restaurateurs in our area. And wouldn't be surprised if other restaurants who have this option, and many don't, many businesses don't have, maybe most businesses don't have the option to shut down for, 3, 4, 6 months. But Richardson's is doing that, and wouldn't be surprised if there are more as restrictions increase. And the restrictions, the coronavirus restrictions, are they're increasing the restrictions now, and we haven't even seen the increase in cases related to Thanksgiving that's expected. So things are going to get much worse. I saw a cartoon Michael Fitzgerald shared on Facebook. He's a longtime journalist. Writes a column for Finger Lakes Times, and has done several books, fiction novels about our region, are sort of set in this region. The latest of which is The Devil's Pipeline, but he did Fracking War and Fracking Justice, I think was the. The other one, it's a series of three novels and a trilogy, really, really well done. But he shared this cartoon of people in a hall, they're in a home or in a school. Must be in a home, and it's a takeoff on that. Cartoons and things with Governor Cuomo looking in the window to see if there's too many people in the room for Thanksgiving, or if there's two people aren't wearing masks, but they have him in the window, the top of his head kind of, and the 6 or 8 people that are in the room are pointing at him and laughing, and behind them, looking in the other window, is the Grim Reaper, which is a reminder that you may not like what Governor Cuomo or you may not like him. You may not like his policies. You may not like the fact that you need to wear a mask, but the alternative is much worse. And I really appreciate his work. He's doing things that are and laying out restrictions that are not popular. But his goal is not to be popular. I think his goal is to save people's lives, and the restrictions, the metrics that he's set up is based on science. He's not out to ruin the economy of this state. You know, that what good does it do the governor of a state to, you know, ruin the economy of the state? That's ridiculous. So again, you may not agree with his methods. You may not like him as a person, but I really do appreciate what he's been doing to try to keep New York State one of the safest places in the country. And things are getting worse. We're gonna have to be more careful. Restaurants are really going to struggle to survive the next 4 to 6 months. So think about getting takeout, delivery, gift cards, and supporting our local restaurants as much as possible. The local farmers as well. We just got a order from Lighthouse Gardens. Todd Lighthouse is not at the Brighton Market, a farmer's market anymore. And by the way, there are two more Brighton farmer's markets tomorrow and next Sunday, but limited hours, 10 to 11:30. So again, very limited hours. These are outdoor markets still at the Brighton High School parking lot because of cold weather. In December, they have limited hours, 10 to 11:30. So Todd is not doing that market anymore, but he still does have some fruits or some vegetables, and you can go to Lighthouse Gardens online and order and pick up at the farm, which is Mendon, Honeyway Falls, Lima area, about half an hour south of Rochester. 28 minutes specifically for me to get there. And I was able to get cherry tomatoes, which he has in high tunnels, or had. I'm not certain he has more, but you could check his website to see. I didn't check this morning, but it was just a couple days ago that I got them. And they are fabulous, again, sort of extending the season, local cherry tomatoes, and it's almost mid-December. He had radicchio and some lettuce, a number of different types of radishes, and including daikon radishes and several others. Some celeriacs, had some kohlrabi. So if you haven't used some of those in cooking, maybe get a few and experiment, try them out, roast them. You can julienne them into salads. Some of those radishes and kohlrabi are really kind of crunchy. And you use a microplane or something to do really small pieces, grate them. Really, really delicious and great texture to them. So think about local farms, maybe Herd Orchards. Lots of apples available there. And I've been doing some social media work for them. So if you see some of their Facebook or posts, you might see my name. And it's a farm I've loved for decades. And they haven't been able to do their Thanksgiving tasting this year, their Christmas tea, which is a huge blow financially. But also, those are some of the events I think they had the most fun with all year long because of the contact and seeing customers that come each year for those events, and I think that was really the hardest part about all this is that they just haven't been able to reconnect with their customers the way they normally would have at these events. The farm market is open Wednesdays through Sundays until December 24th from 11 to 3, but you can also make appointments and basically, you know, do private just shopping and pickups at Herd Orchards at other times. So, check out what they have on Facebook. They just launched a Christmas tea basket, and they'll have, this is for pickup only, they can't ship them, but they'll have some available on Thursday this week. You have to order in advance, and they need your order really before Thursday, because they do a lemon curd for it, and a couple of spreads, and they do their honey oat bread, and so basically put together a bunch of things to not really recreate their Christmas tea, but to give people a sense for the way they do Christmas tea, with kind of multiple courses, and they've got this great gift basket. A Merry Christmas tea for two that's available, and again, this is not for shipping. They ship most of their things, but not this, and they'll be available on Thursday if you want to order yours in advance. So go out of your way to patronize our local businesses, it's the next few months are going to be a huge struggle for people in general, but especially businesses and in particular small businesses. If you want any suggestions, if you're looking for anything in particular, or if you had some great food and takeout recently, email me, michael@saverlife.com. We'll be back with Discover the Finger Lakes. Michael Warren Thomas here at saverlife.com.